The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with the world of medicine. Breathing for blood pressure. Chances are, unless you have respiratory problems, you don't think much about your breathing. It just happens. But your breathing can affect the health of your entire body. And a new study from Florida State University suggests that how you breathe can even lower your blood pressure. In the study, healthy adults with slightly elevated blood pressure were asked to breathe through the nose for 5 minutes and through the mouth for 5 minutes while at rest. Their blood pressure measurements were lower when they inhaled and exhaled through the nose only. The researchers hope that future studies will help determine just how to use these findings to help manage or improve hypertension. The exercise that takes years off your brain. Most people work out to improve their bodies, but one popular workout may have a powerful effect on their brain health, too. Tai Chi is a form of exercise popular among older adults who want to improve their balance, mobility, and general fitness. Now it turns out that this ancient Chinese art may also help keep your brain young. An Oregon study of more than 300 people in their mid-70s with mild memory loss found that practicing Tai Chi for at least 6 months led to improved scores in memory tests, equivalent to gaining 3 to 6 years of brain health. The researchers believe that it's a combination of physical movement and a mental challenge of memorizing and executing sequences, much like learning a new dance routine, that's responsible for this effect. The sound of diabetes. Diabetes is generally diagnosed through blood tests, urine tests, and symptoms such as excessive thirst. Now scientists have found a change that might help diagnose type 2 diabetes even before someone shows up at the doctor's office for testing. Scientists recruited 267 participants, some with diabetes and some without, and had them record a specific phrase on their smartphone 6 times a day for 2 weeks. The researchers then used artificial intelligence to analyze the recordings. The AI was able to detect subtle voice changes, not noticeable by human ears, that indicate type 2 diabetes with almost 90% accuracy. While more research is needed, the scientists hope their work will lead to a simpler, quicker, and less expensive screening. A surprising new use for statins. Statins such as Lipitor, atorvastatin, are the most prescribed medicines in the U.S., used to help millions of people lower their cholesterol. Now, a new study shows that these drugs may also be useful for treating breast cancer. Researchers in Finland found that women who began statin therapy after breast cancer diagnosis had a significantly reduced risk of mortality. Interesting, those who were already taking statins did not see the same benefits. Women with estrogen-receptive positive tumors found the most benefits. Food to start and end the day right. It's not just what you eat, but when you eat that matters. That's the conclusion of 2 separate studies, one looking at breakfast and the other at bedtime eating. In the first, published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, scientists studied the breakfast habits of more than 20,000 American adults. Those who ate breakfast regularly, especially if the breakfast didn't include inflammatory foods such as red meat, processed meat like bacon, and commercial baked goods, had lower rates of depression. In the second study, Penn State University scientists found that people who regularly ate berries, any kind, but especially blackberries, had fewer nights of short sleep, less than 6 hours. Ooh, I'll have to do that. Add some blueberries to your morning oatmeal and have a bowl of blackberries after dinner. And sweet dreams. Do more with your tech. You're undoubtedly missing out on cool features that can help make life easier, safer, and even more fun. While the tech industry is always hyping the next new hot gadget, the reality is that you already own a lot of awesome gear, and you can certainly do much more with all the devices you already own. Here's how to use them to live a better life today. No additional purchase is necessary. Find emojis on your computer. Smiley faces and party poppers aren't for text messages on your phone. You can use emojis in many programs on your Mac or PC, too, with an emoji keyboard just a quick keyboard shortcut away. On a Windows PC, press the Windows key and the period key at the same time. On a Mac, press Command-Control and the spacebar at the same time to reveal the emojis. Get your smart speaker talking. If you have a smart speaker such as an Amazon Echo, Apple HomePod, or Google Nest, you're probably asking Alexa, Siri, or Google Assistant to set timers, play music, turn lights on and off, and maybe even control smart home devices like a thermostat. But these speakers are a lot smarter than that. For one thing, you can use them as a convenient translation device. With an Alexa speaker, say, Alexa, translate Spanish, or your language of choice. To get started, with a Google speaker, say, Hey Google, interpret French, or your language of choice. Then just speak to hear your words translated. Apple's HomePod, aka Siri, will translate what you say from English to whatever language it's set to. If you have multiple speakers, you can use them to broadcast announcements. For example, say to your speaker, Alexa, announce dinner is ready. The other connected speakers will relay your message to family members scattered throughout your home. Use your phone in your car hands-free. I already do that. Depending on your car, you can connect your phone via USB cable or possibly wirelessly, and either press and hold a voice control button on your steering wheel or say, Hey Google, on Android, or Hey Siri, on iPhone. Then speak voice commands. Those commands can help you navigate a location, choose a song to play, or listen and respond to an incoming message, all while you keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Watch videos on a big screen. On most modern TVs, casting content from a phone app to a bigger screen is almost shockingly easy, says J.R. Raphael, who writes the Android Intelligence newsletter. In the YouTube app, for instance, if you tap on Actively Playing Video, you'll see a rectangular icon with a Wi-Fi symbol in its corner. That's the cast icon, and tapping it will let you play whatever video you're watching on any compatible TV or display around you, says Raphael. A menu of devices will pop up. Just select the one you want. You'll see the same cast icon in other apps that play video. It works the same on iPhone and Android. In some iPhone apps, you will also find an AirPlay icon that looks like a rectangle with an up arrow below it. Tap that and you can cast videos to a select device using Apple's AirPlay. Cool beans. Play music on your TV. You can play music through your TV sound system as you do on a portable Bluetooth speaker. Start by going to your phone settings and choosing Bluetooth. Then put your soundbar in pairing mode by pressing a button on the speaker or remote, it varies, and choose from it from the listening devices on the Bluetooth settings screens. You'll be hearing your playlist in seconds. Run multiple apps on your phone. On an Android phone, you can use the picture-in-picture feature to run Google Maps while using another app at the same time. Just open the Google Maps app and choose your destination, then switch to another app. The map will stay open as a thumbnail on your screen, navigating on your way while you use other apps. You can't do that on an iPhone, but on both iPhone and Android, you can use picture-in-picture mode for video calls in apps like FaceTime and Zoom. While you're chatting, you'll see the other person's face while you simultaneously use other apps. For example, to look up what time a restaurant opens so you can decide what time to meet. And your iPad. Newer iPads let you see two apps in action at once. To do this, first open one app, then swipe up from the bottom of the screen with one finger until the dock pops up, showing all the apps. Touch and hold the icon for the next app you want to use, then drag it to one edge of your screen to use both apps side by side. Watch videos while multitasking. Speaking of doing more than one thing at once, picture-in-picture is an incredibly powerful multitasking option most folks tend to overlook, says Raphael. It lets you do things like read a text message or pay a bill on your banking app while a video plays on your iPhone or Android phone. On an iPhone, just start playing a video on the YouTube app or another video app. Then swipe up from the bottom of the screen to switch to another app. The video will keep playing in a small player thumbnail. On Android, once you've enabled picture-in-picture settings, you can open YouTube or another video app, start watching a video, then switch to another app. The video will keep playing in picture-in-picture mode. Although I can't understand how a small screen like that you could tell what was going on. Tell your TV what to do. Many modern smart TVs and streaming devices have remotes with built-in microphones. Just hold down the mic button and speak to change the volume, say what you want to watch, launch streaming channels, and more. On menus, you have to spell out your choices using an on-screen keypad. You may also be able to press and hold the mic button and speak to type with your voice instead of using the cursor to slowly choose each letter individually. Get free ebooks. Your library all those books. It's just a few taps or a click away. Download the Libby app from your phone or tablet, then sign in with your library to borrow e-books free, just like the books you borrow from the building. The Libby app even lets you send borrowed e-books to your e-reader. Prefer to listen to your books? Good news, Libby provides free access to audiobooks, too. Save money on office software. You don't have to pay for Microsoft Office to get powerful office software. On a Mac, iPod, or iPhone, you can use Apple's free iWork suite with Pages, word processing like Microsoft Word, Numbers spreadsheet like Excel, and Keynote presentation software like PowerPoint. These apps may come preloaded on your device, or you can download them free from the App Store. On a Windows PC, you can use the web-based version of a Microsoft Office, now called Microsoft 365, applications in a web browser. You get surprisingly full featured versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Just head to theoffice.com or Microsoft365.com and sign in with a Microsoft account to get started. Tap into your Wi-Fi network's superpowers. Wireless routers are packed with great features. For example, you might see a quality of service or a traffic prioritization feature that lets you prioritize specific devices. So even if your kid fires up the Xbox and starts downloading a huge game, your computer works won't be slowed down. Other useful features include parental controls and guest access to set up a temporary guest Wi-Fi in your hotspot. Your router's manual will tell you all about these features and how to access them, possibly through an app or web browser. If you don't have a manual, you can probably find one on your router manufacturer's website or by doing a web search for the model of your router and manual. Watch your show in every room. Jared Newman, who writes the Cord Cutter Weekly newsletter, recommends using the streaming platform from your TVs. For example, if you have Roku in one room, use Roku in your other room, too. That way you can quickly resume what you were last watching and get the same recommendations all from your streaming device's dashboard. Stream your shows in a hotel. At some hotels, you can sign into smart TVs for access to streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. More on those in the scope on streaming, but we'll look at in a minute. But it depends on the hotel and what services it supports. So why not travel with your own device and plug it into the hotel TV? Newman recommends Roku for this, as Roku devices have a hotel and dorm connect mode for getting you into hotel Wi-Fi connections. The Roku Streaming Stick 4K is ideal for travel, as it doesn't require any external HDMI cables, he says. Navigate faster using your laptop's touchpad. Touchpads on modern Windows laptops and MacBooks respond to a lot of smartphone-style gestures. For example, you can place two fingers on the touchpad and move them apart to zoom in or move them closer together to zoom out. On Windows laptops, you can replace three fingers on the touchpad and move them around to switch between applications. Set this up in the Settings app, which you access from the Start menu. On Windows 10, it's in the Settings under Devices Touchpad. In Windows 11, it's under Bluetooth and Devices Touchpad. On a Mac, swipe up on the touchpad with four fingers to open Mission Control and see all your open windows. Set this up in the System Settings on the trackpad screen. Try a touchscreen. Many modern PC laptops come with touchscreens, so you can operate your computer by navigating around the screen with your fingers as you do on a phone or a tablet. Apple users can simulate the experience by docking an iPad into a case with a built-in keyboard. Go back in browser time. Browser tabs you've just closed aren't gone forever. In Chrome and Firefox, just right-click to the empty space at the right end of your browser tab bar and select Reopen Closed Tab. On a PC, you can also press the Control Shift and T keys at the same time to do this. On a Mac, press Shift, Command, and T at the same time. To find a tab you recently visited, look under the History tab at the top of the screen and click the page you want to reopen. Declutter web pages. On web browsers, reader mode removes ads and clutter from web pages, making them easier to read, especially on phones' small screens. In Safari for iPhone, tap the AA button on the bar at the top or bottom of the screen. If you don't see it, swipe down to scroll up, and it should appear. Then tap Show Reader, This option will be grayed out if it isn't available. In Google Chrome and an Android phone, you can open the Google Play Store and install the Reading Mode app made by Google to get this feature. In Safari on a Mac, click the Reader Mode icon, which looks like a piece of paper and appears to the left of the web address on the toolbar. It will only appear while you're reading an online article, and it will be hidden if Reader Mode isn't available for the page. In Google Chrome on a computer, right-click the web page and select Open in the Reading Mode. Banish ads on the web. Instead of using Reader Mode, you can install an ad blocker to remove ads as you browse on your computer. I recommend uBlock Origin. That's small u, B-L-O-C-K, Origin. Available free at ublockorigin.com. Note that an ad blocker can cause problems with some websites, so if something doesn't work right, try disabling it for the site you're on. For example, click the uBlock Origin icon, then click the big power button in the pop-up to disable it. But ad blockers cut down on distractions and speed up all web pages, so if that appeals to you, they're worth a try. Enlist AI assistance. Have you tried ChatGPT or other AI chatbots yet? Benj Edwards, AI reporter for the technology website Ars Technica, says AI can be a helpful assistant. He describes ChatGPT as a good conversational mirror that can help you develop your ideas through discussion. So it can be useful for figuring out what you want to say in an email or letter or outlining steps for a project, for example. It can help you fix logical mistakes and tone down heated language you might miss. Don't rely on any AI chatbot for facts, though, as they can inject false information into your project. ChatGPT is free. You can sign up at chat.openai.com. Edwards recommends subscribing to ChatGPT Plus to access the more powerful GPT-4 model, which will better understand your prompts and give you a more accurate responses. But you don't have to pay $20 a month for access to this software. The more powerful GPT-4 AI chat experience is also free throughout Microsoft's Copilot AI tool, which is available on Mac and Windows PCs via Copilot's app for iPhone and Android and at copilot.microsoft.com. But don't let it speak for you in a natural way, using words that you wouldn't use, for example, or people will know that an AI wrote it, Edwards cautions. Delivering on and off the field. Andrew Lewis is a pitching coach for the collegiate summer baseball team in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He's also an OBGYN. One Baumanitis pitcher and catching lives converged. Dr. Lewis got an urgent call at the top of the seventh inning. His patient was in labor. He sped to the hospital, nurses threw a gown over his uniform. His patient pushed twice, and he was back in the ballpark by the ninth. Don't you wish all the for you have delivered children or been in the waiting room waiting for someone to deliver a child. Wouldn't you like to have been that mom? Boy, they whipped that right out. The scoop on streaming. A closer look at all the ways you can watch TV today. These days, if you don't stream, it feels an awful lot as if you're swimming against the stream. When friends buzz about a must-watch show on streaming, you're left out of the conversation. Or suddenly big games are increasingly difficult to locate on familiar channels or have entirely disappeared. This January, NBC Universal aired an NFL playoff game exclusively on streaming for the first time in history. In most of the United States, other than the two home cities, if you wanted to watch the Kansas City Chiefs duke it out with the Miami Dolphins in the AFC wildcard game, you forked over $5.99 Peacock monthly subscription fee. Peacock doesn't offer a free trial, and neither does Netflix, Max, or Disney+, while Hulu, Apple TV+, Amazon Prime Video, Paramount, and YouTube TV do. The gamble paid off. Peacock gained 2.8 million subscribers. These days, streaming is more straightforward than ever. If you have a newer TV, all you have to do is select one of the built-in apps and sign up to start watching. You have more options with devices such as Apple TV, Chromecast, and Roku, and you don't have to be a tech whiz to operate them. In addition to giving you more to watch, cutting the cable cord could save you money. If you sign for all the big services listed below, sans YouTube TV, at the basic tiers with ads, you'll pay $63.92 a month. With an average cable bill of $143 per month, You'd save about $230 in the first year alone, even after ending in stat-in alone broadband service for around $60 a month. Here's the rundown on the major services and the big shows and movies they offer. Netflix, the granddaddy of streaming, built a dynasty on bingeable shows with established fan bases, like Friends and Grey's Anatomy. Then Netflix went all in on award-winning and fan-favorite original, such as The House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Squid Game, Beef, and The Queen's Gambit. Now it's also the go-to for comedy specials of the likes of Jim Gaffigan, Kevin James, Ali Wong, Gabriel Iglesias, Trevor Noah, Monique, and more. Make it indispensable to stand-up junkies. The price is $6.99 a month with ads on two devices, $15.49 a month ad-free on two devices, with one extra member slot, $22.99 a month ad-free on four devices, with two extra member slots. Devices must connect to one Wi-Fi network, or you can add extra members from outside your household for an additional $7.99 a month apiece. Free for some T-Mobile and Verizon wireless and internet customers. Hulu. Once more than on Netflix's understudy, Hulu is coming for top billing. Since Disney purchased the streamer in 2019, it has turned Hulu into a behemoth. A basic subscription includes original Hulu shows only. includes Hulu's original Hulu shows. Tongue twisters here. Only Murders in the Building, The Bear, Mrs. America, The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Little Fires Everywhere, as well as films such as Nomadland, The Last Duel, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. You can add Disney Plus and ESPN Plus for just a few dollars extra. Opt for Hulu's live TV tier, and you get 95-plus channels, including the big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and the few news broadcasts and award shows sporting events that air there. The price is $7.99 a month with ads, $17.99 a month ad-free, $14.99 a month bundled with Disney and ESPN+, all with ads, $24.99 a month total with Disney both ad-free, and ESPN+, which always has ads, $76.99 a month for live TV. Password share as you please, but only two devices can stream at once. Free for some of T-Mobile customers. If your household includes students, you can subscribe for just $1.99 a month and bundle Hulu with a Spotify subscription for $5.99 a month. Max. Max's predecessor, HBO Geo, was more a library for HBO to shelve past seasons of its hits such as Game of Thrones and The Sopranos. Since 2022, when parent company WarnerMedia merged with Discovery, it's no longer HBO-only. Viewers can parse through Discovery titles like House and Hunters, Chopped, and Say Yes to the Grass alongside HBO triumphs, The Detective, The Wire, Succession, and The White Lotus, and feature films such as Dune, Barbie, The Revenant, and Don't Worry, Darling. Price, $9.99 a month for two streams at once with ads, $15.99 a month for two streams at once ad-free, $19.99 a month for four streams at once ad-free, free for AT&T and Cricket Wireless customers. Some Verizon customers are eligible for $10 a month Max and Netflix bundle. Apple TV. Apple is the only major service with exclusively original programming and no ads. That means no backlog of old shows to binge, only the new cutting-edge series and films produced by Apple Studios that tend to cap the best of year-end roundups, including Ted Lasso, The Morning Show, Severance, Prehistoric Planet, Masters of the Air, and Killers of the Flower Moon. The price is $9.99 a month. Any six devices can stream at once. Free for T-Mobile and Verizon customers and student Apple Music subscribers. When you buy an Apple iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or Mac, you get 3 months for free. Peacock. NBC Universal Streamer has loaded a month's worth of binge-worthy favorites, including Monk, Saturday Night Live, The Office, 30 Rock, and a Peacock original that's worth a month's subscription price, Poker Face, from Knives Out director Rian Johnson. You can also watch live streams of networks including NBC, NBC Sports, and Hallmark Channel. And if you're a fan of the original series and audience-created clip shows from our sister brands Fall Army and People Are Awaresomes Are Awesome, you can catch them here too. It's $5.99 a month with ads, $11.99 ad-free, and three devices can stream at once. Free for Instant Card customers. Students can subscribe for $1.99 a month. What about live sports? There's no single be-all and end-all streaming service for full access to live sports, yet. Just as some NFL games air on Fox and others on NBC, streaming rights to sports vary across services. We did our best to hash out what's available where and how much it'll cost to stream live sporting events on each device. Hulu, Live TV, NBA, MLB, WNBA, NCAA March Madness, 2024 Tour de France, Masters Tournament, PGA Tour, NCAA Football, F1, NFL, NHL, NASCAR, MLS, Wimbledon, U.S. Open, Australia Open, French Open, WWE. It's included in a $76.99 a month live TV base plan. Apple TV Plus, Major League Soccer Season Pass, Friday Night Baseball, $9.99 a month. Peacock, Sunday Night Football, Major League Baseball, Premier League, IndyCar, Big Ten Football, Big Ten Basketball, Big Ten Women's Basketball, WWE, PGA Tour, MLB Sunday Leadoff, Paris 2024, included in the $5.99 a month base plan. For Max, it's Major League Baseball, Hockey, NBA, NCAA March Madness, USWT, and USMNT, $9.99 a month. ESPN Plus, Monday Night Football, UFC, NFL, College Football, NHL, MLB, Australian Open, Wimbledon, U.S. Open, PGA Tour, Masters National Lacrosse League, $10.99 a month. Amazon Prime Video, Thursday Night Football, WNBA, NWSL, NFL, UEFA Champions League, NBA, and Major League Baseball. It's included in the $8.99 a month base plan. Paramount with Showtimes, NFL when broadcasting in your local CBS market, SEC on CBS, the Masters PGA Tour, Women's Soccer, MMA, NCAA Double March Madness, $11.99 a month. Amazon Prime Video. In addition to a sterling set of originals, Reacher, The Fabulous Mrs. Maisel, The Boys, Fleabag, Bosch Air, The Tender Bar, My Policeman, Being the Ricardos, you can rent or buy almost any title the streamer doesn't carry. And no, you don't have to subscribe to Amazon Prime, but yes, you do already have an Amazon Prime Video if you do. $8.99 a month with ads, $11.98 a month ad-free. Amazon Prime subscribers have to shell an additional $2.99 a month for ad-free Prime Videos atop their regular shopping subscription of $7.98 a month. Any three devices can stream at once. Free for some existing Metro and T-Mobile customers. The offer was discontinued for new customers. Disney Plus. Disney is the exclusive home of Disney titles old and new, like The Lion King, 101 Dalmatians, The Princess Bride, River of the Titans, Hidden Figures, The Mandalorians, WandaVision, Frozen, and Moana, as well as mega franchises Star Wars, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Avengers, Avatar, and Spider-Man. So it's a must for Disney nerds and superfans. $7.99 a month with ads and $13.99 a month ad-free. Any four devices can stream at once. Free for Spectrum TV customers. Some Verizon plans include the Disney Bundle, Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu for $10 a month. Paramount greatly expanded its offering when CBS merged with Viacom in 2019, acquiring the MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and BET catalogs, and again in 2023 when it began offering Savvy Showtime Bundle. Much of the CBS streamers programming can lean gritty. The Offer, Yellow Jackets, 1883, Tulsa King, Billions, Mayor of Kingstown. But it also features plenty of classics to clean your palate before bed. NCIS, Everybody Loves Raymond, Star Trek, I Love Lucy, Freaks and Geeks. It's $5.99 a month with ads, $11.99 a month, mostly ad-free with Showtime. Any three devices can stream at once. It's free for Walmart Plus subscribers. YouTube TV. YouTube TV is composed of 100-plus live channels or 30-plus Spanish networks under Spanish plan. You can find on cable or scrollable via familiar TV guide with a DVR function. If a show or movie has aired on one of those networks, full seasons are likely available for free via video on demand and for purchase. Any live sports airing on cable channels like ESPN, FS1, and CBS Sports Network are streaming here too. Of all the service, this one is the best for cord cutters seeking the path of least resistance. You must have a Google account to subscribe. $72.99 a month. $34.99 a month for the Spanish plan. Any three devices can stream at once. Okay, we're going to switch to Consumer Reports now. And interesting enough, the headlines on the Consumer Reports thing for this month, for this upcoming month, July are cable TV or streaming. So it looks like we're going to get another dose of streaming at some point in this program. But first of all, let's start off with a comment from Marta El Tolado, President and CEO. Have a safer summer. Summer is here. And if you're like me, you can't wait to enjoy the great outdoors. But like any season, there are a few things to keep in mind. And CR has the trusted information you need to plan ahead. When I was growing up, summer meant pulling out the window fans and elbowing my siblings for position. Those days bear no resemblance to recent record-breaking heat waves. Phoenix suffered through 31 straight days with temperatures of 110 degrees Fahrenheit or higher last summer. This year, it's important to prepare for potentially extreme temperatures. And whether you're relaxing at home, going for your daily walk, or heading out for a drive, we share the practical guidance you need to be ready yourself. Summer also means sun, of course, and it is vital that we all protect ourselves with sunscreen while we bask in its glow. Just remember that not all sunscreens are created equal, which is CR regularly tests dozens of them every year. We recommend a number of highly effective products starting on page 18. Food safety is also important as you plan that 4th of July picnic. CR is a list of staples linked to the most serious bacteria-related food recalls and outbreaks in 2023. Some are the usual suspects as leafy greens and raw cookie dough, but cantaloupe, alfalfa sprouts, and peaches can be problematic as well. Reducing auto pollution. In March, the Environmental Protection Agency set a new standards that will reduce emissions and pollution from new cars, SUVs, and pickup trucks. In addition to eliminating the greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change, the regulations will keep thousands of tons of pollutants out of the air we breathe, which will confer enormous public health benefits, especially in communities with newer major roadways. The rules are also expected to yield economic benefits as consumers take advantage of the fuel savings and low repair and maintenance costs of less polluting devices. I'm for less polluting vehicles. CR's analyst projects that the standards may be introduced in autos beginning in 2027 will save consumers around $1 trillion over the next 20 years. In the year leading up to the announcement, CR provided the EPA with input on the proposal, testified at public hearings, and collected more than 18,000 petition signatures in support of stronger emission regulations. Both the EPA or CR advocates have emphasized that the rules are technology neutral, meaning automakers can meet the requirements by selling cleaner gas-powered models, as well as conventional and plug-in hybrids and fully electric vehicles. CR's auto ratings can steer you to the best new and used vehicles, and we have a buying guide to help sort out the pros and cons of hybrid, plug-ins, hybrids, and EVs. $6,000 is the amount the EPA says the new standards will save and reduce fuel and maintenance costs over the lifetime of your vehicle. Action update. Federal law says credit card late fees must be reasonable in proportion to the amount issues spend handling the payments. But the fees have grown far larger than the cost to card companies. CR has long urged the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to take action, and in March the Bureau finalized rules that would cut the typical late fee from more than $30 to $8, saving consumers a projected $10 billion a year. A federal district court in Texas stopped the rule from taking effect in May, but CR advocates hope it will survive legal challenges. And video doorbell news. What's at stake? Video doorbells are supposed to help homeowners feel safer by letting them monitor their doors via smartphone app. But CR found that some of the devices can have technical flaws that allow them to be easily hijacked by unauthorized parties. Thieves and stalkers, for example, who could use them to track family members as they come and go. What are we doing about it? These security gaps came to light during our routine tests on video doorbells. Further investigation found seemingly identical doorbells under at least 10 brand names, including Fishbot, RakeBlue, and Tuck, being sold online by Amazon, Sears, Temu, and Walmart. The problem devices were controlled through the same mobile app called Awit and manufactured by the Chinese company Ekin Group. The video doorbell apps were also exposing IP addresses and other types of user information to the Internet without encryption, making them highly vulnerable to online criminals. We shared our findings with the manufacturer, which has since fixed the security breaches, and the Federal Communications Commission, which wrote the retailers asking how they make sure their products will conform to regulations. We're now urging online retailers to do more to ensure the quality of products sold on their platforms – and pushing legislation to make online platforms liable if they sell defective products. Your feedback. Our April 2012 issue article, The Hot Hybrid Everyone's Talking About, gave CR's expert advice on whether you should buy a plug-in or hybrid electric vehicle, a PHEV. Our readers shared their thoughts and questions. And to add yours, head to cr.org/PHEV. I enjoyed the article about PHEVs. It is my understanding that one of the beliefs of EVs is the reduced maintenance cost because of lack of an internal combustion engine. What is the expected cost of ownership of a PHEV compared to an EV or a gas-only car? Editor's note. Unlike EVs, which never require oil changes, spark plugs, or timing chain replacements, regular hybrids and PHEVs have engines that require routine maintenance, so the main way you save money on these hybrids is on fewer fill-ups of gas. Our reliability surveys also show that regular hybrid models, which have been around for 25 years, require fewer repairs than PHEVs or the latest EVs. Our analysts expect that reliability for PHEVs and EVs will gradually increase as manufacturers improve their powertrains and charging systems. That prediction, plus the fuel savings, indicate to CR's Auto Pros, PHEVs will be less expensive to own than gas-only cars for most drivers. I believe that the way CR presents mileage for PHEVs distorts the reality. Your high praise for the RAV4 Prime is well-deserved. Mine is easily among the best cars I've ever owned. Your reporting that it gets 34 miles per gallon, though, is misleading, if mile per gallon represents the miles a driver should expect to get from a gallon of gas. Given the Prime's long EV range, a person driving it mostly around town and relying mostly on electricity can expect to get more than twice that miles per gallon. I zero in my trip meter when I fill the gas tank, then check it the next time I refuel. I'm realizing a bit north of 92 miles per gallon. There may be some incremental electricity expenses, but I haven't seen a blip worth caring about. Reporting MPG is that if an owner never uses the EV capability underrepresents the real-world gas efficiency PHEVs deliver. And the editor's note, your situation represents a best-case scenario. The more you plug in, the higher your effective fuel economy will be. But there's plenty of research that shows some PHEV owners never plug in an attempt to be as transparent as possible, report two aspects for PHEVs, mile per gallon, when operated as a hybrid, and a range when using them just electric power. We think this approach empowers consumers if they decide a particular PHEV for their driving routine. And EV range concerns. In the best and worst list in April issue, you are doing a disservice to your readers by focusing on EVs with the longest range without sufficient discussion. Every car maker could dramatically increase the increase by increasing battery size, but the added weight needs to be balanced against strong downsides, economy, handling, braking, acceleration, safety, cost, etc. Most owners will charge at home and should be encouraged to buy an extra 1,000 pounds of mostly unneeded battery weight, just in case. Editor's note. We spotlight EV's range because it continues to stand out as a top concern for consumers, based on our surveys. Yes, there are diminishing returns with battery size. A bigger battery requires everything to be just fortified to manage the weight. From brakes to vehicle structure. For most drivers, a range of more than 250 miles would be plenty for multiple days of commuting or weekend road trip, and would provide a margin to cover reduced range due to cold weather and battery age. Ranges over 300 miles are becoming more common, adding that the growing comfort of EVs should reduce range worries based on our surveys and analysis. Replacing a mattress. I appreciated your March 2004 cover story, How to Find a Mattress You'll Love, but you didn't cover how to know if you need to buy a new mattress. I'm interested because our mattress is more than 30 years old, but doesn't have any lumps, and we still sleep well enough. My husband and I are between 140 and 60 pounds, and we flip the mattress around once a year. It doesn't seem worn out. Should we be thinking of getting a new mattress anyway? If your mattress is still in good shape and you feel well-rested when you wake up in the morning, then there's no need to replace it. While mattresses generally last 7 to 10 years, they can last longer depending on the quality of the materials in it and how well you maintain it. You seem to be taking good care of yours by rotating the mattress on a regular basis. We actually recommend rotating it every 6 months, unless the manufacturer instructs otherwise. But if you've never felt more rested and less achy after waking up on a different bed, like the one in my hotel, then it may be worth heading to a store to try some newer models. I'm sorry, the print is kind of weird on this particular issue. I don't think their ink was completely together. Healthy drink picks. The March article, Are These Healthy Drinks Good For You?, didn't include a very obvious option, V8 juice. I often imbibe several of the drinks you reviewed, but in my go-to favorite is V8. It's full of vitamin C, vitamin A, iron, and potassium. Is V8 too old-fashioned, or is there another reason it didn't make the list? For that article, we reviewed some newer drinks that are claimed to boost energy, mood, and more. V8 isn't marketed with those changes, but it's a healthy choice. As the name suggests, it's a blend of 8 vegetable juices and provides decent amounts of vitamins A, C, and potassium. It's also low in calories, 45 in an 8-ounce serving, and doesn't have added sugar. Its sodium content could be problematic, though. A serving of original V8's 100% vegetable juice has 640 milligrams of sodium, 20% of the 2,300 milligrams daily value limit. The low-sodium version, with just 140 grams of servings, is a better version. Cleaner toaster ovens. The best new toaster ovens from our tests in the Mars issue should have noted whether the oven has a slide-out crumb tray or a hinged oven floor. I won't use a model with a ladder. You have to use two hands to lift the oven and then a third hand to open the door and brush out the crumbs. Since I have failed to grow that third hand, I need to know, does a high ease of cleaning score mean it has a slide-out crumb tray? Editor's note, there's good news here. A CR market analyst says that slide-out trays are now standard in most new coaster ovens. In our ease of cleaning test, we look for an accessible crumb tray that moves smoothly. We also check for areas that might trap food and debris. Metal models now have a non-stick interior, plastic and appliances. Bravo for advocating to reduce plastics in our foods. But in the March issue, the coffee makers you included in the coffee makers with big benefits seem to have an abundance of plastic components, which comes to contact with the hot beverage at some point will end up in a landfill. How is that plastic part of a plant elimination plastic? Editor's note, you make an excellent point. While research on the health issues resulting from exposure to plastic materials is still developing, CR is recommended not storing or heating food or anything you're going to ingest in plastic. Coffee makers almost have the same plastic parts, and there are often elements that come into contact with hot liquid. Like the filter basket where the coffee brews. Companies may be reluctant to shift to other materials because it makes the appliance more expensive to produce. But we do hope that's where coffee makers and other appliances are headed. Until then, you can make coffee in a French press made entirely of metal and glass, or use a ceramic pour over a coffee cup. What we're testing in our labs. In our 63 labs, we continue to review and rate products. Here are timely picks for this month. Blenders. We tested 64 full-size models, and they test for how well a blender makes icy drinks and smoothies, crushes ice, purees vegetables for soup, and more. The scores range from a median of 68 and a range of 31 to 88. Super smoothies and high owner satisfaction are the Breville The Q BBL 820 for $400, scored a 79. Comes with a professional size blender attachment, the Ninja Twist High Speed Duo SS151 for $140, scored a 74. Makes excellent smoothies for less, the Oster 2143023 for $80, scored a 72. Carry on luggage. We tested 7 models for how easy the baggage to carry and wheel around, how well it resists damage, the quality of seams, straps, and zippers, and more. About the scores, medians were 68, the range was 61 to 80. A durable exterior and lifetime warranty is Monos carry-on 7.4 pound for $255, scored a 70. high-quality construction, and very lightweight. American Tourister Ravebreaker 20-inch spinner, $120, score to 68. Large expandable interior. Cowpack TRNK carry-on, $195, score to 71. Will packing cubes help me save space in my suitcase? Depends on the type of packing cubes you buy. Some sets are just organizers. They can different size pouches to separate your underwear from your shirts, for example. But some packing cubes help you save space by compressing your clothing, either by having you roll them up to push air out of the bag, or by using compression zippers to squash the bag down. Zip compression travel bags that require use of a vacuum because you might not have one available to when you're traveling. Packing cubes, whether they improve or not, can weigh a lot more than you might expect. Certain sets we've tried add over 1.5 pounds to your bag. Insect repellents. We tested 53 models. They tested for how effectively a product protects against mosquitoes and whether it stains or damages clothing. The scores were their medium was 55, their range was 4 to 96. Wow, that's a big range. Superb protection. Ben's Tech and Insect Repellent Wipes, a 12-pack for $5. Scored a 96. Good Value Spray. Off Sportsman Deep Woods Insect Repellent, $7.50 for 6 ounces, for fit 93. Deet-free and less likely to stain clothing, a Real Lemon Eucalyptus Insect Repellent Pump, for $5 for 4 ounces, scored a 90. All-season SUV tires. We tested 15 tires. How well are the power brakes in wet and dry conditions? How long does tread last? How smooth and quiet the ride it provides is, and more. The median score was 61. The range was 54 to 78. Comfy ride and long tread life is the Michelin Cross Climate for $260, scored a 78. Great performances for less. Vredestein High Track, $207. Overall score was 72. Low rolling resistance for better fuel efficiency. Pirelli Scorpion AS Plus 3 at $50. That is a 70 and overall score. Noise canceling headphones under $100. We tested 37 wireless models. We test for sound quality, including clarity and tonal accuracy, how well the headphones reduce ambient noise when the active noise cancellation is turned on. The top pick over-the-ear headphones are the Soundcore Life Q20s for $60, scored a 75. Buds with long battery life are the Soundcore Spice A40, $60, scored a 75. Excellent noise cancellation for less. One more Piston Buds ProTrue Wireless ANC for $50, score to 63. Top freeze refrigerators. We tested 13 models, all 29 to 30 inches wide. We test for uniformity of temperature throughout the fridge, how energy efficient and quiet it is, and how spacious the interior is, and more. The scores were at a medium of 62 with a range of 53 to 64. Uniform temperature and very quiet, the Samsung RT18M. $1,150, scored at 84. Steel-proof shells, the LG LTC S200, $795. Low-cost energy-efficient frigid air FFTR 183, $600, scored at 65. Ask our experts. My tread on my tires look more worn down in some spots or others. Is that typical? Tires that are properly maintained should be evenly worn across the entire tread. If you're seeing worn sections, a common reason could be that the tires haven't been properly inflated. If the tread is more worn down the center of the tires, it's likely that you've been driving on an underinflated tires, and it's worn down almost like an... I'm sorry. Like I say, the print on this thing is kind of weird today. If it's worn down both of the outer edges of the tires, it could signal that you're underinflated. Both problems can be solved by checking the air pressure of your tires when they're cold, before they've been driven more than a few miles. Inflate them to the numbers lined on the door jamb and in the glove compartment or on the fuel door, repeat once a month. There are other reasons for unevenly worn tires. If the tread is worn on just one side of the tires, it could be the suspension isn't aligned properly, which can cause your car to pull to one side while you're driving. A tire tread worn down on the just one edge could also indicate that parts of the car suspension are worn, which can cause a bouncier ride, including a problem Even if only one area of your tire has been worn down too far, it's best to replace the tire. Here's how to tell. If you put a penny in the tread groove and you see the top of Abraham Lincoln's head, the tread is too low. Before you shop, consult your tire ratings at cr.org/tires. You can also find our top reason SUV tires later on page 9. How can I get rid of toenail fungus? If one or more of your toenails are discolored, thick, and or cracked, you may have a fungal infection. The fungal infection isn't dangerous, says Hillary Bremer, DPM, a podiatrist in New York City and New Jersey. But this kind of infection is often unsightly and uncomfortable when you have shoes on, and they may spread to your other nails. Fungal infections can be difficult to treat. Your best bet is to either see a dermatologist or a podiatrist. They may be able to prescribe an oral antifungal medication, such as terbinafine, Lamisil, to treat the fungus. But prescription oral antifungal medications aren't always recommended for older adults because they can cause liver damage. There are also over-the-counter topical appellants available, which contain antifungal agents like toyanafete, but these might not be effective for everyone. To keep an infection from getting worse or spreading, make sure the affected nails are kept clean and trim them frequently. Use a nail file to thin the nails if they have thickened. A daily application of moisturizer with your urea can thin nails too. If your nails are proving tough to trim, take a bath or shower first, which will help soften them. Prevent nail fungal infections as well as fungal infections that occur on the skin of your foot, like athlete's foot. Don't go barefoot around pools or in locker rooms. And after a bath or shower, dry your feet well. What's the best way to get sweat stains out of white clothing? Put down the bleach. Using it on sweat stains can actually make your whites look worse. This may be especially noticeable if you use bleach to treat underarm stains, which are typically already tinted yellow from a mix of your sweat and or antiperspirant or deodorant. When chlorine bleach reaches those sweat stains, it can further yellow or darken them. Here's the better way without wet stains. Apply a liquid detergent or stain removal spray directly on the spot and let it sit for 5 minutes. In our test, the best detergent for removing body oils are the Persil ProClean Stain Fighter, Tide Ultra Stain Release, and OxyClean Max Force Spray is a good stain remover. Then wash the garments on a warm water cycle. If the stain is still there after washing, don't put it in the clothes in the dryer. The heat will set the stain. Instead, reapply the detergent, let it sit, and wash the item again. The best paper towels. When you need to quickly clean up a mess, few things beat the convenience of a paper towel. But some rolls cost more than $4 each, and they're not recyclable either. So when you tear off a sheet, you want to get the job done. We tested 6 popular brands, including the names like Bounty and Brawny, to find which ones are strong enough to handle wet and dirty challenges without falling apart. We also looked at a brand's paper towel that could be used a second time and how easy it was to tear it off the roll. Bounty paper towels, which are the most expensive we purchased, earned the highest score in our test for water absorbency. They also had impressive scrubbing strength, consistently handling tough spills, and were able to be returned to clean the second spill. We found 2 other less pricey brands that performed well and one that didn't pass our tests. The Bounty pick select a size at 4 cents per sheet. Bounty sheets, the best in our test, were the most absorbent towels. They took up to 49 grams of water on average per square foot of paper towel. Brawny, Terra Square, 2 cents per sheet. Brawny absorbed an average of 46 grams, just 1 gram less than Bounty, for half the price. Presto, Amazon, Flexisite, 2 cents a sheet. Presto sheets were a good low-cost pick, for they absorbed 45 grams of water and held up in our scrub tests. Sparkle, pick a size, one to skip, 2 cents per sheet. These absorbed the least water in our test, an average of 25 grams. They didn't clean up mess as well and fell apart quickly in our scrub tests. How about some giggles to close out the day? Now, I'm going to spell this because it's hard to pronounce. S-Z-Y-P-U-L-L-S-K-I. I am the first to admit that Sizpulski is not the easiest name to pronounce or spell. That became abundantly clear on my first day on the job as a programmer, when I answered a phone call from a coworker. She hesitantly asked, "Hi, is this Robert?" Long pause. S with many letters, I? Last year, police in British Columbia fielded more than 2.3 million 911 calls. Here are the less than urgent reasons some were made. To ask for directions home from the Drake concert. The traffic light was taking too long to turn green. They lost a nose ring down the shower drain. Their Uber Eats order was taking too long. A burger joint let them in before opening. They couldn't find their cell phone. The barber gave them a bad haircut. I'm a school nurse. One day a student came into my office vomiting and feeling nauseated. I had him lie down, then I called his father, who didn't seem the least bit concerned. "He doesn't have a stomach virus," he insisted. "My wife's just a bad cook." Oh, God, that's terrible. Your government at work. Humility is a fine trait for everyone but politicians. Last November, Damian Green ran for a seat on the Rainier's Washington City Council, but Nick's voting for himself. Doing so, he told King 5, a local TV news station, felt narcissistic. Instead, he didn't vote. His opponent, Ryan Roth, felt similarly. The difference was that Roth's wife demanded he go vote for himself, so he did. And now he's on the city council race after winning the race 247 votes to Green's 246. In 2010, Maryland commemorated the War of 1812 on its license plate with a website of a nonprofit set up to educate people about the war. Recently, a curious Marylander typed URL starspangled200.org into his phone. "What popped up was not all was I expecting," he told the Washington Post. The nonprofit has since requested the URL, so he and 800,000 other drivers with the same plates were now advertising a Filipino gambling site. The URL has since been bought by the state. And with that, we've run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Bye.